Hey, what's going on? Who are you? What are you doing in here?
Huh?
How'd you get into my apartment? What are you doing here?
That is a pathetic lock on your front door, man. So, me and Doug just came in. He says he wants to talk to you.
Doug? Oh, not Doug. Please, not Doug. Oh, for God's sake, not Doug. Not Doug. No, no. Is that Doug on my couch?
Yes, but he's asleep, okay?
Oh, man, with this noise, who...
Hey, watch it. You'll wake him up.
He'd have to be a zombie to sleep through this stuff.
No, really. Doug sleeps better with this tune. I know it's a little weird, but he just needs music to sleep. He says so.
That's right. He is a zombie. Well, can at least turn this stuff down some, just so the neighbors don't call the cops.
Yeah, sure, I guess. You don't really think they'll call the police, do you?
No, probably not.
Well, I am telling you, I think me and Doug made a hair just in time. You got any ketchup?
Yeah, behind you. There's some little restaurant things in the cupboard. So, like, you guys are just passing through, right? Are you coming from anywhere in particular?
Maine.
Maine? That's a long ways away.
Yeah, and the further, the better.
Well, yeah, why's that?
Well, Doug kind of got me out of a pretty major jam, you know, and never asked for nothing. I mean, he's a pretty decent guy, but Maine sucks. You know what I mean? Is this the only mustard you've got?
Sorry.
It's okay.
So what was your pretty major jam?
It was so weird. I was, like, cutting out of my house again because my father is, like, a commie-Nazi fascist or something. And right away, I get a ride with these guys, and I say, well, this is cool. I am making some time. But then they started talking about how pretty I was and how young I was, and did anyone know where I was? And I don't like being touched. I do not like being touched by trash. You know what I mean?
I guess.
So they took me to this place that was, like, the wrong way off the wrong road, you know? Like, way back in the woods. And these creeps were touching and pushing me. And I'm going, wow, I guess old Dee Dee blew this one. I mean, I'm saying my prayers. And Doug just sort of comes walking in out of nowhere and says, what's going on? And I'm going, oh, fine. This big, giant moose guy wants a little piece of me, too. So he starts talking to this crud, but I couldn't believe it. Doug just pulls out this wad, I don't know how much, and buys me. I mean, just says, here. And we're out the door.
Buys you?
Oh, hey, Dee Dee, don't tell Danny all that crap.
Well, it's true.
Oh, man, listen, I see something in a cage, I let it out. I mean, that's just the way I am.
I don't think he really owns me or nothing, but I owe him. You know what I mean? I mean, like, I'm not his old lady, but it's my turn to take care of him.
Hey, Dee Dee, give me a bite, will you?
Sure.
Oh, thanks, man. All right. So, Danny, man. Wow. Man, how have you been? It's been a long time since I checked you out. Well, wait a minute, man. Oh, there it is, man. That's a tune. Turn it up.
Doug, it's kind of late.
Oh, man, Danny, you are looking good.
Doug, look, I can't have this. I can't have drugs around this place anymore. I can't do it, okay?
Oh, hey, don't worry about it, man. I mean, you know me. I'm cool. And listen, man, I'm into something new, and you're just gonna...
Yeah, I know. I know you. That's the problem. I don't need any more, whatever you're doing.
Oh, hey, Danny, oh, God, I love that song. Listen, man, all I need's a little favor.
What kind of favor, Doug? I don't have any money.
Man, listen, I know I've touched you a few times for some bread in the past, but that can't be helped, you know? But man, you know me, and I make it a practice to never let money come between good friends. I mean, you know what I mean? And listen, man, I am here to save your butt. I came all the way down here just to put you on Easy Street.
Doug, look, that's okay. You've put me on Easy Street way too many times already.
Oh, man.
What?
That's not the tune I thought it was. Bummer. Whoa, wait a minute, man. You hear that?
What?
What?
Oh, the beach, man. You know what that means?
No.
What?
Flashback.
Danny, why did we come to the beach?
We're waiting for the sunrise, Leslie. It should be here any time now.
All right, why are we waiting for the sunrise?
Well, because we missed the sunset, I guess.
God, why did we let Doug talk us into this nonsense?
Hey, I'm King Neptune, man.
Big deal.
Far. Oh. Hey, now gather round, all you land lovers, and hear the god of the sea, and mark what I say. Roll on now, deep and dark blue ocean, roll. 10,000 fleets sweep over thee in vain. Man marks the earth with ruin, his control stops with the shore.
Hey, not bad. Did you make that up?
Oh, no. Big Lord Byron said it first. I just borrowed it, man.
Oh, Doug, Dan, watch out. Watch out for that, man.
Oh,
Jesus, Doug, are you all right?
Man, where'd that come from?
Wow,
just
so
amazing.
Where's Danny?
I don't know.
No, really, where's Danny?
Yeah.
Where is he? Danny, can you see him?
Danny, where are you? Danny?
Hey, maybe King Neptune ought to look down by that funky-looking log over there.
Hey, that's no log. That's Danny. He's getting washed out again.
Oh, oh God. Man, I better go get him.
Danny, are you all right? Oh, you're sick.
Hey, my little disciples. Listen, now that we've defeated the waves, King Neptune has brought you two believers the elixir of life. Drink as the sun rises.
Right here.
Yeah.
Hey, give me one.
Yeah.
Doug, Danny can't have a beer. He just swallowed half the ocean.
Well, this will get the bad taste out of his mouth.
Wow, man, do you get these flashbacks often?
Oh, yeah, man. All the time.
What are you guys talking about? Doug, don't drink it all. I want a sip.
You don't want this stuff, Dee Dee. It'll stunt your growth.
It will not.
Will so.
Will not.
Will so.
Will not. And if it did, how come you're so big?
Oh, man, because I'm big and I'm ugly. Nothing stunts ugly.
Give me that.
So how long are you going to be in town?
I don't know, man. I mean, I've got to see some people. I've got to get some addresses. Listen, I've really got to get around to some of the old gang. I mean, I haven't seen them since I kind of got kicked out. Oh, man, but I've got to see you, man. I mean, I can't believe it. You look so good. You look like rock and roll, man. I mean, you look like you're all ready to rock and roll.
Oh, Christ, Doug, it's 3 a.m.
Oh, hey, man, that's when we used to get started.
Yeah, well, nowadays it's way past my bedtime.
Oh, I know what you mean, man. I know what you mean. But, man, those were decent days. Like my band. Oh, that band was beautiful.
It was not. It was awful.
Wow, Doug, you were in a band?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the band wasn't much of a band.
Oh, come on, Danny. We had talent.
Like who?
I don't know. Like you, man.
I don't think so, Doug.
Well, then like me.
Wow.
You were all right.
What did you play, Doug?
Oh, guitar. Lead guitar. Like Garcia.
Who?
Yeah, I was pretty high.
Oh, man, you were tragic.
Aw, give me a break.
You ought to play something now. I want to hear you.
Nah, I don't play much anymore.
Why not?
I don't got the axe no more.
You don't? What a drag. What happened to it?
I gave it away to some guy.
Wow, I cannot believe it. If I had a guitar, I wouldn't just hand it over to some guy. No way. I would keep it as close to me as my soul. No kidding.
Well, it's done now.
But a guitar, that would be so radical. What kind was it? Was it like a Gibson or something?
Hey, Dee Dee, I don't remember.
But a guitar!
Dee Dee, hang it up, okay? I'm trying to talk to Dan.
Well, you know, it is getting pretty late, and I should probably get up here and find some sheets and stuff for you guys.
Oh, no, man, no, it's cool. Listen, have another beer. Hey, Dee Dee, get Danny another beer.
Okay.
That's all right. I really don't.
Oh, because I got to talk at you, man. I mean, I've got a million questions. Like, where is everybody? Where are my people? Oh, I haven't seen anybody since my exile, man. Where is everybody from 1909?
Here.
Oh, thanks. Look, Doug, you know that wasn't my fault.
What's 1909?
I know.
A house.
Oh, no, man, not just a house. A palace where we all lived. God, Dee Dee, man, you would have loved it. This place had about 5 fireplaces and a million stairs, man. It was a party. It was a friggin' party all the time.
That's perfectly radical.
And the rent was cheap.
Oh, come on, little Danny boy. You can't be so cynical. I mean, you can't sit there rewriting history. I know, man. I know you indulged. I know you did. And listen, man, I know you loved 1909 as much as me.
How many people lived there?
Well, maybe.
Where was it?
Maybe nothing. It was beautiful.
Oh, come on. Now who's rewriting history?
Well, was it like a party every night or what?
Well, wait a minute. I'm hearing something.
What?
Oh, figures.
Yeah, flashback.
Give me some of that.
All right, people, come on. Let's have this meeting come to order. Come on, pipe down. Where's Danny?
I don't know, Leslie, but I'll go get him.
No, Carrie, don't. If you go, we'll lose our quorum.
Well, it won't be lost. I'll bring it right back. It'll just take a minute. Yeah.
Come on, people, let's settle down. We're trying to have a house meeting. Mary, do you have the minutes?
Yeah, but I think I lost them.
Oh, well, that's okay. But I know there's some stuff I should mention, like someone needs to sign up to cook on Thursdays, and we're behind on the gas bill, and Ed and Doug still owe rent,
Like a point of order?
What, Doug?
I want to make a motion.
What kind of motion?
I want to make a motion that I be elected king, man.
Come on.
King of what?
I don't know, like Elvis, like Neptune, just king, man.
Well, nobody's stupid enough to second that.
Hey, I second it.
Me too.
Crap. Okay, it's officially on the floor. Any discussion? Mary?
Yeah, I don't think Doug's qualified to be a king. He doesn't
have
the right...
What do you need to be king?
Well, let's see. To be king, you need to have a regal bearing.
Hey, I've got that.
And you need the undying love of your subjects.
Hey, that's me all over.
Please.
And you need to have never worked an honest day in your life.
Yeah, right. No, wait a minute.
Doug's our man. Okay. All in favor of Doug being king of whatever, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any nays?
Nay.
Mary?
Okay, Doug's king.
All right,
the king!
Yeah. Now, let's get on to some real business.
Hey, don't I get to make a speech or a filibuster or something?
No. Now, come on. Ed? Ed? Would you stop playing that bass, please?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Thanks. Okay, now... What I was hoping to do tonight was have a free, open discussion about our house as a community and what each member of the community holds in common as far as ideals and spirit. And then maybe, well, hopefully, we'd be able to find a strong common bond and we'd choose that strength or that ideal as the houses, as 1909 Brook Drive's totem, you know?
That's cool.
Oh, Leslie, this is great. I like it.
Thanks, Mary. Okay. Who wants to start with what they think we've got in common? Oh, come on.
Music. We all like music.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's true. Music is a major part of the community, but I was hoping for something more political.
Well, we all probably voted Democratic.
Oh, come on, man. That's like saying we were all in the same car wreck.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I was thinking of humanism. Not just humanism, but something even more benevolent. Something that would include, embrace feminism and vegetarianism.
Yeah.
Things we already believe in, but would be politically all-encompassing.
Yeah, humanism. I like it. Did you just make that up?
Well, yes, yeah, sort of.
Isn't there already a humane society?
Yeah, but... But that's for dogs, man.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being nice to animals, you know.
Yeah, right. Okay, but I think being humane means more than being kind to animals. It means being kind to everybody. With being humane, I'm talking about a kind of expanded compassion, a new philosophy, creating a new culture. I mean, that's what we need is a new culture,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're already compassionate people.
Yeah.
And I think we all practice compassion.
Yeah.
I guess.
So I see humanism as a house manifesto, as a common bond that makes a really great statement. I mean, like, we're all from diverse backgrounds, but we have these common humane principles and goals.
That is great, Leslie. I like it.
Thanks, Mary.
I'm ready to vote.
Yeah. I still like the music idea.
Oh, come on.
Well, I think both sound okay.
Oh, come on.
Let's just vote.
Hey, if you want to know what I think we have all in common, man, it's dope. I mean, that's what we all do together, man. We party. That's like our culture.
That's right.
Can it, Doug?
Jesus, really.
Hey, I'm just trying to tell the truth.
Well, get serious.
I am. I'm very serious. I'm completely and utterly serious about partying. I mean, we're a party culture.
Well, that's just stupid. Just because you deal dope, and you do dope, and all you think about all day is dope, doesn't mean it's our common ground. You make me sick.
Hey, you people are my best customers.
I've had it.
Me too.
Every time I try something a little different around here, something a little political, something that could change something, we end up getting high and getting nothing done. Screw it.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Les. You didn't mean it.
Man, what an absolute bummer. Hey, Ed, hand me that joint, would you?
Here, Gary. Here.
God, I hated those meetings.
Huh?
Hey, Dee Dee, come on, get out of my stuff.
I'm looking for something.
Well, get out of there. That's crap's worth a lot of money.
So, I need a lighter?
Oh, you do not. You can use a match. Hey, Danny, you got a match?
I don't know. Sure, I guess. Here.
Thanks ever so much. You're so kind.
Now stay out of my stuff.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say, sir.
Fine.
So where are you guys headed next?
You know, I ain't asking for much, Dee Dee.
Well, I don't ask for nothing either.
Are you sure you guys aren't tired yet?
Oh, man, what about Ed? Ed must still be around.
Yeah, I guess. I think he is.
Is he still playing bass?
No, I don't think so. I think he works for Sears.
Oh, wow. That's too bad, man. But Ed's around, right? We could get a hold of him if we wanted, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, great, because I've got some stuff he should see, man. Hey, what about little Carrie? Where is she?
Well, that's kind of neat.
What do you mean, man?
Carrie's in law school.
Oh, come on! Our little Carrie? The one that was always signing up for adult education tap dancing classes and then forgetting to go? The one who took hash brownies to her sister's wedding? The one who stole her mother's diaphragm in junior high? That little Carrie? Oh, come on, law school, that blows me away.
Yeah, she's doing good, too. She's got like a 3.9999 average or something. It's great.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, that's great. And what about Mary, man?
Well, same old, same old. She punched out a cop in Greensboro and then moved to a farm in Missouri.
Wow, man. Primitive.
Hey, you guys want to get high? Maybe that's what we ought to do. Maybe we ought to get high. I mean, this just talking is getting kind of lame.
Come on, Dee Dee. Maybe you should just go to sleep.
I don't want to just go to sleep. I want to do something.
Well, try doing something by yourself, because I've got to take care of some stuff with Danny here. I've got to put him on Easy Street, and he's going to love it, too. I know it. He's going to eat it up, but I've got to tell him about it first, okay?
Well, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Listen to some tunes.
Radio sucks.
Well, why don't you look through Danny's records? I mean, he's got a million of them.
I already did. They're all about 85,000 years old.
Hey.
Oh, man. You hear it again? All right, here it comes.
Flashback.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, babies, this deal's gonna put us on Easy Street. No kidding, man. We can go anywhere, do anything we want, my friends.
Uh-huh. Sounds great.
So, brother, what do you need from the King of Coke, man? Because that's what I am, man. I am the king.
Sometimes they call him the speed queen, too. Depends on what part of town you're from.
yeah. So what you need, man?
I don't know. How much you got?
Enough. I mean, plenty, man. What do you mean?
I just need it all.
Oh, come on, man. What's with the gun?
Oh, man.
This is like a friendly enterprise, you know?
No big deal, man. Just hand me the bag.
Hi, guys. Oh, God, does that guy have a gun?
Leslie, get out of here.
What's going on? Should I call the police?
Tell her not to do that.
Leslie, no.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
Tell the chick to shut up.
He can't tell me to shut up.
Leslie, shut up.
Now, come on, man. What's with the gun?
Just business, man. Just a little business. Now I'll be taking the dope there and your scales. And give me that guitar.
What? Oh, come on, man. Not my axe.
Now, don't do nothing stupid.
Oh, God, am I hit?
No, man, you're all right. He just shot through the door.
Great, just great. No rent money and a wounded refrigerator.
Wow, what a mess. I still can't believe that happened.
Yeah, I know, man, and you were scared out of your shorts.
Well, you were just as scared as me.
Well, maybe. All right, maybe I was, but I'll tell you who wasn't scared.
Oh, who was that?
Leslie, man. That guy's lucky he had a gun. I mean, she would have killed him otherwise. You did not mess with old Leslie, man. Yeah,
that's for sure.
That's pathetic. That's just so pathetic. I can't even believe it.
What?
There is absolutely, positively nothing on TV.
Well, Dee Dee, it is 4 o'clock in the morning.
So?
Well, maybe there's not supposed to be anything on.
Well, that's just so stupid. It's pathetic.
Well, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna find a good channel here. Yeah, and cut down the sound a little. And sit down next to my sweetheart.
Oh, don't be gross.
Because there's nothing like slouching down on the couch, putting my arm around my foxy lady.
Quit it! You are so strange.
Watching the white lines flicker on the TV set. It's just like a fire, man. You become the absolute monarch of everything you see. And that's what I want to be, is the absolute monarch of my own mind.
Sounds more like you'd be the court jester.
Oh, well, I'd rather have a fool to make me merry than experience to make me sad.
God, you are so weird.
And who said that?
Shakespeare, man.
And did Shakespeare drop acid, too?
Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you my rap on that.
Oh, God, here comes the dope rap.
I'm not kidding, Dan. I hardly do that stuff anymore, and I'm gonna tell you why. You know why? You know that new garbage that's out, crack and stuff? Man, those are physical. Those are physiological drugs. They just grab your body, man. They just pull your arms out and beat you over the head with them, and it's brutal, man, and it's crazy. Because, you know, the stuff I used to do, it was psychological. I mean, that's different. It was good for you. Well, all right, maybe not good for you, but It wasn't as bad, and I don't know, man. Kids these days, I just can't deal with it.
Oh, I'm really glad for you, Doug. That's great.
Yeah, and listen, I've got this whole new deal I'm into, man. I know you're gonna love it. I can just feel it.
Oh, God. Here it comes.
Flashback!
No, Danny, I've had it. It's either him or me.
Oh, come on, Les. You don't mean it. You're just mad at me and Doug.
Yeah, I'm mad. I'm mad at this whole house. It's like a party that won't stop. And I can't take it. I just can't take it anymore. It's got to change.
Look, Leslie, we'll change, okay? We're changing. I mean, we're not as bad as we used to be.
God, it's not just that you guys sell drugs. It's that you guys are drugs. Christ, Doug's a hallucinogen. You can't get anything straight when he's around. Time slows down and becomes some kind of 19th century romantic poem. And nobody gets anything done, and everybody's happy, and nobody minds. That's the thing. Nobody in this whole house minds. Well, finally, I mind.
It's not that bad,
and if
really.
This stupid party doesn't stop, we're all going to die here, I swear. And I don't want to die in an old age hippie home. Doug does. Well, with all his potential and ideas, he'd rather die in an old age hippie home. That would be perfect. He could sit in his old rocking chair telling the little nurses about the good old days when the Grateful Dead ruled the earth.
What about me?
I don't know where you want to die.
You know what I mean. What about us?
With Doug around, there is no us. It's either me or him. We're not touching anything, not even each other. And I want to change something. I want to change the world. I want a more compassionate world, okay? But with Doug and all the motorcycle parts, dead couches, potted plants around here, we're not even trying. We can change things, but not with Doug.
So you want Doug out?
It's him or me.
Okay, I'll tell him. I'll tell him he's out.
Look, Danny, don't make me into a monster over this. It's for the best for all of us. You know that.
Wow, man. Big bummer.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't supposed to turn out that way. Things were supposed to get better.
Well, don't worry about it, Danny. Just sit back and listen to the beauty of this new deal and take a look at this stuff.
Yeah?
Well, what do you think?
Looks like soap.
Oh, no, man. These are genuine Am-style products.
You mean you're not dealing drugs? That's not dope in that bag?
Oh, Christ, no, man. That's my sample product line.
Product line? Of what?
Am-style. I mean, it's great stuff, man. Look, they got detergent in here. They got car care products. They got facial soap, man. Look, everything.
Soap. You're selling soap.
Oh, no, man. It's more than soap, man. It's a lot more than just soap. It's a whole way of life. It's Am-style. And it's gonna make us all rich, man. And the beauty of it is that we don't hardly have to do a thing. I mean, we just get other people to deal for us, see? Like, I get you and a bunch of friends to work under me, and you get a bunch of friends to work for you, and they get another bunch of people to work for them, and the money just starts to roll in.
God.
Oh, man, listen, I know what you're thinking, but this is no pyramid scheme, man. It's all perfectly legal. Listen, we've got representatives in all 50 states. And Guam, man.
Guam?
Oh, yeah, man. Am-style's big. So what I want us to do is, like, have a party over here, right? And we'll just have some drinks and some potato chips and have a good time talking. And then I'll show everybody the product line and give them the spiel from the Am-style sales book here, and everybody will get hooked.
Yeah, but
we can't miss, man. We could even end up living in Bermuda or someplace. I mean, the sky's the limit. These guys at Am-Life, man, they get bonuses and plaques and awards and parties and stuff. It's incredible, man, and just for selling soap.
I really don't.
So you in, man? Are you ready for Easy Street?
Well, yeah, I guess.
All right. Oh, so tomorrow, man, we'll call Carrie and we'll call Mary. Oh, we gotta call Ed, man, and the rest, and we'll have a party. I can see the sales bonuses coming in. It'll be like a party all the time.
What are you gonna do about little sleeping Dee Dee here?
What? Oh, I don't know, man. Well, she's just a kid. She'll probably leave on her own after a while. I mean, my watch will be gone, something like that, and she'll be gone forever. She'll be all right.
She will?
Well, yeah, she will, sure. She's a little rebel like me, man, and you know me. I'm the king of the rebels. She's strong, man. She'll survive.
She seems awful young.
Hey, it's all right. She'll do fine. And, oh, hell, we were awful young once, and we survived.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, whoa, man. Listen, I've got to crash, man. But I'm so glad you want to do this AM-style stuff, Danny. It's going to be so easy. Oh, just a couple of calls, a couple of contacts, and dealing these products will be easy as pie, easier than dope ever was. We'll be making all kinds of bread.
Yeah, right, Doug. We'll make some calls tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll call everybody. Oh, man, and Leslie, too. We'll call her, too. And, hey, what's she up to?
She's selling real estate.
Whoa, she's worse off than I am, man.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, get some sleep, Doug.
Hey, Danny, would you mind putting something on? Just some tunes so I can sleep.
Well, sure, what do you want?
Oh, anything, man. I don't care. Just don't make it a song with a fade-out, okay? You know I hate fade-outs. Oh, you know, man, the Grateful Dead, they don't do fade-outs, man. They just keep playing. And that's just like me. I just keep on going. Just like Hendrix, man. He's still playing somewhere. I mean, he's always playing somewhere. The man still reigns. The great ones always keep going, man. Well, that's like me. I ain't fading out. I'll always be around.
I know, Doug. I know. And we're glad to have you.
The Reign of Doug was written by Brian Price, with J.T. Kelly as Doug, Tom Holicky as Danny, Susan Laux as Dee Dee, Ellen Kushner as Leslie, Elaine Garner as Mary, Rachel Morris as Carrie, James Cook as Ed, and Jordan Davis as the robber. Special guitar effects by Jim Cottingham. Sharon Dargai and Keith Ludden were assistant directors. Music was by Third Mind Combo. The Reign of Doug was directed by Skip Peasy for the Midwest Radio Theater Workshop. The Midwest Radio Theater Workshop.